It's false advertising, and I'm willing to make a citizen's arrest.
I mean, you sound upset. Is that because you're from a restaurant family?
Yeah.
All right.
You can't disguise yourself as something else and think people aren't going to be outraged when you're delivering food. And you're supposed to be delivering high-quality, delicious food, and it's really Chuck E. Cheese, and you're lying.
It's working. Give me the story, then let's talk about the food.
It's Anna and Raven. Okay. If you go on your like Uber Eats app and you order some food to be delivered and you see a restaurant pop up, this is Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Okay, Grubhub, Postmates, anything like that, right?
Yeah, you see it, you're like, oh, Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. That sounds like a nice local restaurant I'd like to support.
Sounds like a place. It sounds like a family.
Yeah.
An old family from the old country. They've come here, they've brought all the recipes.
Oh, Pasquale. Oh, Pasquale.
Oh, those guys. I know those guys.
It's not Pasquale.
I think I went to school with like seven of those kids.
It's not Pasquale.
Come on.
Don't believe it. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's Chuck E. Cheese. So Chuck E. Cheese has started using Pasquale's Pizza and Wings during the pandemic as their name when people order so they can get people to order from them because they know if they get Chuck E. Cheese pizza, nobody's going to buy it.
Wait a minute.
And I'm mad about it.
Wait a minute. Do we know that there's nobody in the Chuck E. Cheese company named Pasquale?
Well, here's...
Is this the LLC that they started with 1,000 years ago?
Are you ready for this backstory?
I am, please.
Pasquale's is actually the person behind why there's pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. And years ago, many years ago, when they first started this, the story is that Pasquale is this animatronic, you know, basically looks like my father, Italian guy with the bushy beard.
Right.
Bushy mustache.
Okay.
Who makes pizza.
Yes.
Like my dad.
Like a wonderful person.
Right.
Just like, makes it.
Like my dad, Dino, but his name is Pasquale.
Right.
And
so you go to Pasquale's.
And he encountered this mouse. And then the mouse was crazy because the mouse could talk. So they became like friends.
Yeah, that would make it a crazy mouse.
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese. That's the backstory behind Chuck E. Cheese. That the chef met this mouse that could talk. They filmed, like, they built a friendship. And it's so much so, Raven, that listen to this. There's even a song about Pasquale.
Oh, Pasquale. His comedy will always make you jolly. If it's punch times or it's lunchtime.
If you get stuck in between one of those animatronic arms, I have a feeling it would just decapitate you. It would just take your head right off. I gotta be honest.
I feel like you're not
smelling
upset
like mouthballs.
And people,
I love Chuck E. Cheese though.
Yeah, I know you love Chuck E. Cheese.
I like to go there.
Right, but do you? If you order a pizza, right,
uh-huh,
and you want pizza and wings, you want like a good pizza.
Right,
and
I want
like,
it from Pasquale.
No, you.
I want it from Pasquale.
This is an imposter. This is an imposter animatronic.
You can't lie to people. I will say that.
Right,
but.
And they're saying, they're defending themselves. They're saying that lots of restaurants do this. They go under different guises and they have multiple restaurants out of the kitchen. I don't know. I don't know how Pasquale feels about this. I don't know. To me, I find this very problematic.
Thank you.